Good evening, everyone, from a rather hot Hotton orbital. I'm your host for this evening, Harry Balzac. The Mr. Dusty virus has gotten into the environmental controls, and the temperature has officially reached, it's too hot! Englishmen everywhere are brushing up on their IT skills so that they can go and sit in the server room, as it's the only one with air conditioning. Yes, the insulation for the wiring in the studio is melting. Buck is wishing he'd kept some clothes on, just so he could feel the benefit of taking them off. Everyone in the studio is jostling to be the one upwind of everyone else. We're all wishing that you could equip an orbital station with heat sinks. And Lou is scowling at all those who volunteered to retrieve the ice cube that Flossie dropped into her clothing. The heat, and yes, Buck, it's hotter than Texas here today, has laid low most of our regular presenters. Personally, I think they've sneaked off to TJ's birthday party. But I do have with me here in the studio the ever-pleasant Norma Snockers.
Thank you, Harry. Can we get a move on? Lou said he wanted to sit in the freezer for a while to cool off. And I've just remembered, you can't open it from the inside.
Don't worry. The neighbours heard all the banging and screaming, and after they realised it wasn't your usual Thursday night pre-show release of energy, they let him out. And here he is. Welcome, Lou. Yeah. He'll be back soon, listener. It'll not take long to defrost in this heat. And last in our lineup, but foremost in our thoughts, it's someone who's cool no matter what the provocation. It's Amelia.
Thanks, Harry. Excuse me, should Lou be dripping on the carpet like that?
Oh, it's the condensation from the freezer. I was worried about the plume of steam at Lou's feet. We'd better get on with the news. Dead feet, dead meat in pavement pounding.
Pizza procrastination provokes parsimony.
Palin, Voyager or Vagabond?
Nurse Wyeth, officially the nicest person in the galaxy. Again.
The apology officer has something to say.
Atris 5060 tells us how damaging Titan's daughter has led to the Thargoids refusing to give head.
Pilots Federation dish the dirt, or so they say.
The Don, immortalised in art.
Lou's got a bone to pick.
Norma's unravelling the cosmos and the CGs.
There were two reasons for some Hutton truckers to be absent from their posts this week. Firstly, they were invited by our very own Dead Meat GF to try an early alpha build of SpaceX TM. In a speed trial in Seoul, around the decking of our local capital ship. On Sunday, these brave truckers went along to make up the numbers for a team representing our friends from Special Effects Systems, the people who can help any being to be in charge of a spaceship, no matter how many limbs they have or indeed what shape they happen to be. Many of the space-like testers made things even more difficult for themselves by dressing up in strange costumes. Dead Meat went dressed as a sad old scrot and won first prize. As a result of this pedestrian CQC, Special Effects Systems raised over 25,000 credits.
The second reason for truckers to be away was at a point further north towards the galactic north. Glasgow base. Here our truckers assembled at a local purveyor of those lovely oven-baked bread discs that come with tomato and cheese and definitely no pineapple. Docking permission was denied for over an hour as our commanders were forced into a holding pattern. It appears that at this particular place events are only allowed to happen once an hour as our famished flyers had to wait that long for their food. It has to be said that the food was delicious but maybe not worth waiting 2 hours for. Consequently, when addressing the matter of the credit transfer, the tip consisted of 25 pence, three rarely seen 1927 drachma pieces. No, not really, Draxor, they wouldn't do that to you. Two melted chocolate coins, one unidentified unwrapped boiled sweet, and some fluff.
In what has already been a busy week of news for so-called Professor Palin, Hutton Orbital Radio has yet another revelation. Palin's background may not be all that it had previously seemed. We understand that Palin was recently under investigation concerning his base in Maya, as there was no record of him buying or even renting the site. Whilst investigating Palin's background to try to find out exactly where it was that Palin earned the title of Professor, since all of the paperwork was mysteriously destroyed, either by Thargon fire or by being eaten by his dog, Palin was not clear on which. Authorities seem to have discovered that it is, in fact, attendant of one of the traveller communities from Earth, and that his previous move in 3301 from Christian Dock in the Laganji system was not of his own volition, but was in fact due to the local population encouraging him to move on. The authorities in Maya were, we understand, preparing to evict Palin from Maya, but he preempted this by taking advantage of the unrelated Thargoid attack to sneak out of the base in his keelback, with its distinctive garish red and green paint job and over ornate interior wall coverings, along with his collection of China dolls and hand-painted coal scuttles. Visitors to the now empty site have reported it to be in a right old mess, and that every piece of metal that was not welded to the superstructure has gone missing, including the landing beacon. After hitching a lift with a passing megashift, it seems that Palin took advantage of the annual summer break on Arc 4, when all of the ABLE laboratory employees are shipped off to Smith Prospect in order to replenish their unhealthily low levels of vitamin D. As the laboratory was temporarily unmanned, Palin took possession, and we understand is preparing to resume his entirely unregulated business of making non-manufacturer-approved changes to ship's engines and thrusters.
Our very own Nurse Wyeth, holder of the David Brubin Award for Longest Examination, Latex Glove category, has been voted once more the nicest, the most kindly and adorable person in the galaxy for the third time in a ceremony that took place at an outpost that we can only assume is the birthplace of Commander El Masri, given the number of different beers that they serve. I cannot tell you any more about the secret location other than to say that its name is completely banned in all parts of the galaxy, except in one part, where they don't know what it means, and in serious screenplays. Nurse Wyeth has won this award 3 out of the last 4 years. The other recipient is, of course, me.
An apology from Hutton Orbital Radio. As Apology Officer, it falls to me to apologise for a recording which was made and sent to the good people of Hutton Orbital. Firstly, I have to apologise for the silly voice, which in itself was bad enough without the content, which caused jaws to drop open and audible gasps to be heard across the station. I myself am still discombobulated by the whole experience. Lael's face has turned the same colour as her eyebrows, purple this month. His fluffiness Alvin DeFeer has pulled his ears over his eyes, and Cecil has snapped to full sobriety for the first time in 17 years on hearing it. Floor mopping guy has taken to carrying a bar of soap with him on the off chance that he may encounter the offender. All of the display models in the windows of Budget Clones for You, recently reopened, have shocked looks on their faces, and Red Planet Taxi Service accidentally landed one of their haulers on the small pad. The people of Hutton Orbital Radio are as scandalised as anyone by the content of this recording. Norma Snokers has RSI from hitting everyone with a frying pan, Commander Witherspoon has Galnet indigestion, and Harry Balzac is showing the station councillor where on the dollar offended him. We hope that you, the lovely people of Hutton Orbital, can forgive this indiscretion and bear with us as we upgrade the software on our profanity filter to mitigate such a thing ever happening again. We are really terribly sorry and will endeavour to straighten up and fly right from now on. What? They haven't broadcast it yet. Oh. Oh well, in that case, strap yourselves in, folks.
Truckers, H1516 reporting in once more from Canon Research with the latest development on the Thargoids. Last week, those sneaky bugs attacked the Pleiades, damaging Titan's daughter in Taygeta. Oh, I don't know where that is. Never mind, she'll tell us later. Cavalieri in Electra, complex, and Selene Orbital in Atlas, and attempted to destroy the Carson Spring, the megaship that Professor Palin was using to evacuate his facility on Maya. Through the brave efforts of anti-Xeno pilots, including our very own Haxwing, hello boys, the incursions in the Pleiades were quickly lifted, and the Carson Spring was able to jump to Ark. They have to have two animals at a time there. Operation Ida is now determining their strategy for bringing those damaged stations back online. Oh, the recent Galactic Initiative has led to the settling of the Witchhead Sector by the superpowers, heralded as a chance for humanity to settle a new territory of space as well as gain access to a new supply of meta-alloys. The Thargoids were quick to crush this initiative. They have already attacked the newly settled stations out there in what boffins at Canon are interpreting as a move by the Thargoids to protect their supply of meta-alloys. What the Thargoids need this material for is still a mystery, but there are theories that meta-alloys are the key for the Thargoids overcoming the virus released by the legendary Commander Jameson. If we're unable to defend the newly settled systems, humanity risks being pushed out of this territory permanently. The Eagle Eye Network continues to report no activity detected. The boffins at Canon are still attempting to figure out whether the Thargoids have found new ways to avoid detection, or whether the Thargoids have switched from an offensive strategy or a defensive one with the recent move by humanity into the Witch Head Sector. Oh, that sounds almost rude. Truckers! Humanity needs your help this week defending the newly settled systems in the Witch Head Sector and repairing stations in the Pleiades. Oxygen, please. Hax Command will have orders on where your efforts will be focused. Good luck out there, truckers. For the mug!
In an attempt to humanize some of their employees, the Pilots Federation this week released some so-called information about engineer Steve Kirby, otherwise known as Just Call Me Wendy. This enigmatic figure refuses to say why he has this name, but Hun Orbital Radio has a photograph taken in a field with two figures in dressing gowns, and we can say we're pretty sure that we know where Wendy's name comes from. Wendy started a campaign of misinformation during LaveCon, taking part in a panel that asserted that planetary bases and orbital stations were safe from Thargoid attacks. Well, Wendy, we know better now, don't we? This talent for deception does explain why the Pilots Federation were able to afford the bar bill at LaveCon after Wendy's late-night poker session started. Quite frankly, we feel that we should not believe a word of this so-called biography, and we expect Wendy to be appearing in a cabinet reshuffle any day.
Dastardly Don Antonacci, leader of the Camorra Pirates, seems determined to emulate the emperors of ancient Rome by commissioning works of art to feature his likeness. The first, we understand, is a portrait of the Don dressed as Thanos by the great artist Donna Beetlejude. We haven't been able to contact the Don, or even one of his hirelings, to gain insight into the hidden meanings of this picture, but we think that wanting to appear as someone who makes half the galaxy disappear speaks volumes. Other works in the series will include a life-sized, 5 foot 6 inches, statue of the Don wearing a silly hat with one hand tucked into his waistcoat and bearing the inscription, "Not tonight, David." A replica of Michelangelo's David, with a special place for his equipment. A photograph where he's been airbrushed into a picture with Stalin. A reproduction of the Sistine Chapel ceiling for his office, with the Don as God, extending his helping hand to a new pilot. And a signed photograph of Donald Trump bearing the inscription, "To the best guy ever," in the Don's handwriting.
First of all, a complaint. As I'm going to press, there is not a single system that has been updated by a trucker visiting that system. I can remember when the task of flying around the hot systems was a matter of honour, and truckers of all persuasions were competing to be the commander who ensured that the Hutton Helper was updated. I'm frankly disappointed that this seems to no longer be a thing. In better news, only Alpha Centauri and WISE 0855-0714 are above 60%. Considering we had five systems in that sorry state a couple of days ago, this is an excellent improvement. The only system of concern regarding low influence is Ross 671, and with the two factions below us locked in an election, this is nothing major. So if all truckers can head to Doncum and help our brethren there by supporting the Democrats of Zoo in their election, it would be much appreciated. As far as Colonia goes, Hanky sent something over. I think it said basically working tier only, but to be frank, I spent the last 3 hours in the pub and I'm not sure I can even read anymore. Over to Norma.
Thargoids defend meta-alloy sources. The Thargoids have emerged in the Witch Head Nebula just hours after human expansion efforts in the region began. Numerous attacks in the area indicate that Thargoid craft are aggressively defending the region's barnacle sites. More on this later.